This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. On Wednesday, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced a resident of the region died due to complications of COVID-19. The individual was in their 30s. This is the second person in the YK Delta under the age of 40 that's died from the coronavirus. There have been 12 deaths related to the pandemic since it began, most of them elders. Since Wednesday, YKHC also announced 2 in-region hospitalizations and 318 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the region. In alphabetical order by community, there is 1 case in Akiachuk, 68 cases in Akiak, 3 in Aniak, 2 in Athmafluk, 65 in Bethel, 4 in Chivak, 6 in Amonik, 1 in Kasigluk, 9 in Kongiganak, 16 in Kotlik, 90 in Kuithluk, 2 in Mountain Village, 4 in Nebuskiak, 9 in Pilot Station, 6 in Quinnahawk, 6 in Skamon Bay, 20 in Tulluksak, and 6 in unnamed villages. There are 429 active cases in the region. Since March, YKHC has announced 2,312 cases, 13 medevacs, 31 Bethel hospitalizations, and 12 deaths. Continuing in COVID-19 news, another resident of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's long-term care facility in Bethel tested positive for COVID-19 last Wednesday. YKHC says a person is currently asymptomatic and self-isolating. This is the third resident of the YKHC long-term care facility to have contracted the virus after 2 elders tested positive on November 8th. Those 2 residents remained asymptomatic for the duration of their infection and have cleared their isolation requirements. An employee at the facility tested positive a day before the first 2 residents. YKHC was testing its facility staff twice per week and its residents once a week. Following Wednesday's infection, it will be testing everyone once every 3 days. There are 15 residents at the long-term care facility in Bethel. And finally, Alaska lost former First Lady Bella Hammond on February 29, 2020. Hammond is remembered as a gatherer, commercial fisherwoman, activist, and Yupik leader who made a good life on Lake Clark. Listen to these poems written in dedication to First Lady Bella Hammond by Kuskokwim poet Alice Crow, Maroc and artist Chuna McIntyre, both read by Crow.
When centuries of untold knowledge vanish in a day, moment by moment, where are you, our beauty? We allowed a glimpse of you the other day, far away on the hills of my mind, picking celestial berries I see. Written by Chuna, March 23rd, 2020, after Bella. A feast of words for the first lady of our world. Written by Ali Crow, Maroc, March 23, 2020. After Chuna. We pause to say her name and count her among us still. Bella joins absorbing ancient lichen as crusted evaporating snow rushes to recede, revealing tundra berry patches anew. Bella joins fresh water, flows steady under river ice, carrying salmon out, then home. An offering toward intricate simplicities. Good lives returning carry celestial mysteries of time immemorial. Candlelight flickers before a blush of 2 hands full with sunlit blood, red, white, heart, spring bulbs. Reaching toward radiant north shores, we sing. After sipping comfort from early morning milk, dark roast coffee served in blue willow as stars fade with moon jellies into new morning skies. We sing to travel past settling into tricks of lopsided lonesome isolations. We sing to arrest the spread of yet another version of unseen disrupting deadly pandemics we are still warned not to bring against one another. Dream songs join auras of alluvial fans. Bring fresh air, enough for everybody. Bring clear water, enough for everybody. Bring fish, enough for everybody. Bring meat, enough for everybody. Bring birds, enough for everybody. Bring berries, enough for everybody. Bring gratitude, enough for everybody. Bring warmth of dream songs, enough for everybody. Dream songs echo across moonlit nights as Bella joins a refuge clustering together in aurora dances of watchful witness. along shores, up sloughs and creeks and rivers, amid bottomlands and hills and headwaters of ranges of unbounded galaxies of our being. Your release, our brief sorrow, and unending joy in knowing you, Bella, are among our quiet invisible, echoing here in this world with us now.
That was Alice Crowe reading two original poems about former Alaska First Lady Bella Hammond, a Yupik leader who died in February of this year. The first poem is by Chuna McIntyre, the second by Alice Crowe. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.